The previous weeks we discussed a hadith, and on that same subject we will progress the subject and the discussion matter forward, and I will go through what we discussed before in the beginning. The individuals or people who could not come to the gathering before, so that we can keep it, the message, consistent, and so we can also revise the subject from the beginning and make the understanding solid. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were going somewhere, and they saw the children on the earth, on the ground, on the soil plain, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suddenly sat down in that area, in the vicinity of where the children were playing. And Hazrat Salman radiyallahu anhu also sat down. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Salman, that I like and I love very much five habits of children, of these kids. The first habit was that what I like about the kids while they were playing there on the dirt, on the soil, was that they like this environment. They play on the earth, on the sand. They like the sand, the earth, and there's humility and simplicity and humbleness in this earth. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also likes humility and humbleness and simplicity." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Salman, the second habit of the children that I love, that I like, is that in the day, when the day starts, they come out and they start playing on the earth, on the dirt, on the soil, and they start to manufacture things from the sand, from the soil, and they make houses or buildings, and they decorate what they manufacture, and they play like this all day long, and they make houses and castles and different structures. And soon as the sun starts to set and evening comes into play, they leave everything that they were working on during the day, they run away and they go into the laps of their mothers and go to sleep." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "Salman, I also prefer the dunya as much and have a link with the dunya as much as these children had with their structures, which they left and shunned at the end of the day. They shunned them. And this is the connection I have with the dunya. Because dunya, the world, is a very, very temporary place. It's a temporary place. It's for a few days, very few days. And then after those few days, we have to return to our Lord. And this is a reality, my friends, a big reality. And in this way, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a message of how to be connected with the world. We should only be connected with the dunya as much as is necessary, because ultimately we have to return to our Lord. And now I remember a couplet based on this, that the insan, human being, what he should do is that his thought should be focused and consistent. The insan, he should continue to think that we are not going to stay here. Yeah? So who stays here? Who's going to remain behind? We need to stay focused and pay attention to where we are going to go. So the children, the third habit of the children that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he loved, was that they share and feed each other. They share out with each other, distribute to each other. They have the feeling in their heart, they sacrifice for each other. They share with each other. They play with each other and they give and take. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, that to eat, share and give to other people. And Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Salman, I also love this habit, this trait, that even if I am hungry, but I want to give to others. I want to give to others. If I don't eat myself, but I fill others' stomachs up. I fulfill the needs of others. And I distribute to others so they can eat even though I am hungry." And this is what we see, what we learn, what we hear about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One event comes to mind, very famous. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu was very hungry, and he was hungry for days. And due to this, he was like unconscious on the ground. You know, you could say either some people thought that he's got some sort of illness. And in the Arabs, there was a tariqah, the person who had this situation, they'd put their foot on his neck, maybe he will be okay. So he said, "Everyone who'd go past me, they'd put their leg or their foot on my neck. They thought I was ill, and they thought they would maybe assist me, but they don't know what I was there for." And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came, and he's asking, "What's the issue? What's the issue?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he also thought this was the case. And the select Sahabi, they thought this. And then when the Prophet ﷺ came and smiled and said, Abu Huraira, are you hungry? He said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, that the people of the world think I'm ill and I'm sick, and you have analyzed correctly. I'm very hungry, I'm severely hungry. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, come behind me. And then he said, I have just one bowl of milk, Abu Huraira. So let's utilize that and drink it. So the bowl of milk came. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I was very happy that, now we're lucky. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do this first, that let's, before we start drinking, the people of the Ashab Sufa, the companions of the platform, who were approximately 70 in number, called them. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, my mind dwelt. I started to think that one bowl, I'm severely hungry, 70 brothers I'm going to call, what will happen to me? He said, that was the order. I went, and the 70 fakir, mashallah, they were immersed. They weren't worried about food, drink. They were immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. The ashaqeen said that they only had one item of food or drink. They would look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were full. They were full. Spiritually, physically, they were full. They needed nothing else. So, Hazrat Abu Huraira said, today there's an invitation. They said, where? He said, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's place. And what was there? Nothing. Just a bowl of milk. But look, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, call them, the Ashab Suf. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Huraira, yes, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do this, Abu Huraira, that start from the right side. And his turn wasn't going to come if this was the case. And the hukum was that every man, drink to your fill. Drink to your fill. So that bowl, it went from the right all the way around the circle of the Sahaba. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that, I was waiting. Is the bowl going to get to me? Is it going to be something to drink? And as they were drinking, each and every companion in turn, he said eventually the bowl came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw the bowl was full, just like it was in the beginning. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it's your turn, Abu Huraira. And Hazrat Abu Huraira said, my turn is after, first you, O Prophet of Allah. So Rasulullah said that, I like that I stay hungry. And Rasulullah said, it is my turn, but you take the milk. Then Abu Huraira said that, I took the bowl, even though Rasulullah said, no, I like that I stay hungry and I give to others. And Abu Huraira said, Ya Rasulullah, you drink first. And Rasulullah said, no, you. He said, I took the bowl, I was so hungry, I started to drink, and I was full. My stomach was full. And then Rasulullah said, drink more. He said, I drank more. He said, when I drank, Rasulullah said, drink more. He said, then this was the hukam, the order. What should I do? My stomach was about to split, so I drank more. And he said, I took the bowl to my lips again, and I drank. And I said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I swear by Allah in whose hands is my life, there's no room left in my stomach. The stomach will split. I cannot drink anymore. And after that, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also his share. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I love this habit of the children, that they meet together and they share out and distribute to each other. What a beautiful message and learning for us. This is ta'aleem of Islam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fourth habit that I love, O Al-Salman, subhanallah. Rasulullah SAW said that they fight with each other, quarrel with each other quickly, and they make up quickly. Allahu Akbar. They fight quickly, they quarrel quickly, they have a dispute quickly, and they make up quickly as well. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Salman, this is the habit I love. I love this trait of the children, this characteristic. That if something happens where they have a difference between them, they don't keep it in the heart. They don't keep it and harbor it for years in the heart. They don't harbor it in the heart for months. They don't create enmities amongst each other. They don't speak badly of each other behind their backs. They don't say slander or backbite. They don't come to revenge. They don't have the fire burning in their heart. If I don't seek the revenge or carry out the revenge, then I'm not going to do this or that. I want to destroy him. And what is the hal of our situation, our environment, society today? 10 years, 15, so many years. Decades we have cases against each other in the courts. For decades a person will have enmity with another person. A person pushes someone, and for years he'll say, why did you push me? And then it progresses and increases into a fight. Why? Because there's kina in the heart. Envy, hatred, no sense of perseverance and absorption of issues. When there is this in the heart, then what is the Quran that you're going to recite? What is the prostration you're going to do? What is the ruku you're going to do? The bowing you're going to do? Think, such a dirty habit that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. That a person has in his heart malice and hatred and envy against another person. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the example of the children, that fine, they fight. They quarrel. At home it can happen, in the field, in the street, on the earth, in the ground. But now brothers are enemies. Brothers and sisters born from the same father. And for years past, they don't speak to each other, they don't look at each other, they don't call each other, they don't communicate with each other. This much enmity, they don't meet each other, they don't shake each other's hands. Okay, if you are brothers, there's a quarrel, then what's the fault of the children? And even the children, then are made enemies. Allahu Akbar. And in ibadat and worship, mashallah, we say we're the best. Is that we have mihrab on our heads, the mark of prostration. Allah Ta'ala does not want marks of prostration with body. Allah Ta'ala says, I want the heart that is clean. This is the message of Islam. Such ibadat, worship, where people quarrel and fight with each other. A brother fights with his brother, and he has keen and he has envy and hatred and malice against his brother. Okay, quarrels do occur. Problems do occur. Differences in opinions do occur. And arguments do occur. But it's not the quality of a mu'min that he lets it impregnate his heart and it continues with time, and he prostrates and does ruku and prays salah and worships, and he's got hatred against another person. How can a person do tawaf, go around the Kaaba? How can a person go to the Rawdah Mubarak and present himself? He has hatred and problems and enmity with other people. That's why people before the Umrah, it's stated that you should ask for forgiveness and ask people to remove the differences from between you. Not from the tongue, but from the heart. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I like this so much. If by chance something happens in the world, you know, the two pots and pans, they clang together. Two hands, they have to clap. And if there is a difference, if there is friction, if a problem does arise between two parties or people, the best way to solve it is to seek forgiveness. There's no problem in seeking forgiveness. The person who asks for forgiveness and the one who gives the forgiveness, both of them get a high maqam, high status. This is Islam, my brothers, Islam. This is the speciality that we should have within us. And these mu'amalat, when they happen, so how sweet and great our situation could become. And we should put our hands forward to each other and shake hands. But we have sulking faces, stern faces. We don't even like to give the salam reply. Wa alaikum salam, nicely. A little issue, bit of friction that's been carrying on, bit of a difference of opinion or argumentation or dispute that's carried on for some time, and relationships are broken. Blood relations are broken. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is the habit of the children, and I love it, that even if they fight with each other or quarrel, suddenly and quickly they will make up, fast, and they won't keep it in the heart. That how I went from Makkah and how I came back to Makkah, said Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how I had to depart my city, and the enemies drove out Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he had to do hijrah, and with such love, he went and entered into Medina, Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, and the Quraysh of Makkah thought, what's going to happen to him? What's probably happened to him? But Allahu Akbar, that the poverty they went through and the problem, that with 100,000 strong Sahaba, and they came back to Makkah, and the people of Makkah were thinking, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with us? But Rasulullah said that I prefer forgiveness, and I forgive first myself. And every enemy was forgiven when the return trip was made to Makkah. So we should have our hearts like this. Don't have envy, hatred against people, enmity against people, the desire to fight with the people. Forgive again. Then come back to ibadat. Then if there's problems, forgive again. And inshallah, Allah will put enjoyment into the ibadat. So Rasulullah said, I love this habit of the children. And then the fifth habit. Rasulullah said, Allahu Akbar, that Salman, this next habit I love so very much of the children, and we need to hear this carefully. What a beautiful habit, what a beautiful preference of Rasulullah, and what style he had of explaining and teaching the Ummah. The whole deen was taught to us. The whole deen was taught to us. The habits of the children, and from this came all, and the whole Quran was spread from this hadith. Rasulullah said that the fifth habit of the children that I love and like is that they cry, and when they cry, they get everything they want from their parents. They use the crying, they cry, and they request from their parents and attain everything. Oh, servant of Allah, think. If the child cries and the mother and father respond and listen, and our Rabb, He is stronger in His love than hundreds of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of mothers and fathers. Why do we run left and right and forward and backward asking from the dunya? Grab the prayer mat, pray, prostrate, and let the tears roll, and Allah will continue to fill your treasure chest. The time has come, pray on the prayer mat. Allah says, why do you run left and right? Ask from me. If you have the link with your Lord Allah, think for a minute. Think, Allah is so qareeb and so close to us. We run left and right, forward and backwards, go to Allah's court. Why do we run to other people? Why do we go somewhere else? And Allah Ta'ala says that pay attention to me and let the tears come from the eyes. Just like when the father when the father and the child are talking, and if you have children, you will have seen, you go to the shop, to the business, and you see that he, when he goes to the shop with you, he wants the sweet. He pulls your hand, no, I want this sweet. Then he'll cry, then he'll scream, and eventually, ultimately, you have to give the sweet, even though you had to scold him and be strict with him. But eventually, he will take that from you. But look how many issues we have. We're so dependent. What is the situation of our life? There's no moment, no time when we don't have a need for something. We do utilize the means and the resources, but we don't have the yaqeen in our hearts that Allah Ta'ala loves us. We don't have the yaqeen. We're standing ready to pray, and we're doing dua to Allah, and we're in prostration. But our thought is, oh, if I do this way, this is good. Or I'll get somebody, or let me phone him, or I'll influence him. Servant of Allah, you're sitting, about to pray, Allah is in front of you, Allah sat you down. Then go into the depth of your heart that Allah Ta'ala is here, Allah is watching, Allah is listening. Allah is the one who gives, ask from Allah, ask from your Lord, present your problem to Allah, lay it down. Allah says, when you lay down your cards, and you open up with me, and you ask from me, because we have many issues and problems that come by us in life. To everybody. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you recognize this, then come to me. Come closer to me. Allah Ta'ala says, you promise. I say, Allah, if you give this to me, I promise I'll do this. Oh, Hazrat Shaykh, do dua. From today, I will pray salah. Until today, I've not seen anybody start their salah based on these conditions. It's amazing. That at that time, he's in desperation in my life. Not once, many times I've seen such accounts and events that I'm amazed after that, how people are competing with Allah. Allah, I promise to you, I'm going to start doing hifth of Quran. I speak about this place. That, oh, please leave this action, leave these situations. That Islam, oh, there are problems and my deen's not strong, but do dua for me. Then Allah Ta'ala takes that person out of that situation. Allah Ta'ala knows everybody, but Allah Ta'ala gives a chance to His creation. So listen carefully what I'm saying. Ask from Allah, promise to Allah, with no strings attached. So I swear by Allah, it will come to you if you are fulfilling the promise, and then Allah Ta'ala will give to you. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ بِالْعَزِيزِ Allah bi aziz. Allah Ta'ala says, everything is in my control. I say, kun, Allah says, and everything occurs. No difficulty is difficult. Allah Ta'ala makes everything easy. If Allah Ta'ala makes difficulties easy, then where's the difficulty after that? So this is the situation. So one small thing, if we are, Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not dependent on anybody. Allah says that I'm with you. If you ask from me, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I love this habit of the children, that they know they have to cry. Father's there, the child knows his brain moves in that way. He doesn't move. He knows dad's with me. This thing that I want, he will insist, he will cry, and he will attain what he needs to. So my brothers, what a beautiful message Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, to ask from Allah, directly from Allah. Everything you will get, no problems, no difficulty. You've got illness, you've lost a job, you've got problems, difficulties in life. Promise to Allah, I'll pray salah and I'll continue to be good. But Allah says, no. Allah says, you come to me, you promise, and then when I give to you, then you go back from the back door and you exit from the back door. The people who have made promise, do you give a solid promise? Will you stay steadfast on your promise? And the person who's come to me with the problems and they're sitting and they're probably understanding what I'm saying, then don't move left or right one inch. If you're stuck, you've promised to Allah, inshallah Allah will take you out of that problem. But the promises you've made, be steadfast on them, be consistent. Allah Ta'ala, He is independent and He gives to whom He wants. So these five habits Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shared with Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu, and He's explained them to us and told us the detail. This is not a story, is it? This is not Jackanory. Is this a country folk tale? These are those five habits through which we get great rewards in both worlds. Allah's Nabi said after each habit that I like this, I like this, I like this. So if we really do love Allah and His Rasul, if we really do love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we want His love and His intercession for us, and we want to drink the water from the blessed hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessed water of Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. If we want to cross the bridge of Sirat, if we want to have intercession in the hereafter, if we want Jannah, if we want paradise, and we want to be included in the du'as of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there's one thing to do. That the clue Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, is that you start to prefer these things, and I will prefer you. I will start to like you. This is not a story, is it? I'm not giving you a speech, am I? This is not a speech or a lecture. Let's move. Let's start moving our hands and legs and our hearts, that these five things that Rasulullah said I like, we should start liking them as well. We should start to become simple. We should be humble. We should have humility. we should only have the connection with the dunya as much as we need the dunya, because most definitely we're going to depart from this dunya. And we should also keep our thoughts in a nice, focused and refined way. If we've got love or we've got affection for somebody, we should have that feeling that we want to live nicely amongst everybody and give to people and to share with people and to distribute to people. So these are that of the children. We should attain them, and we have to work a bit hard. They won't just come automatically by sitting at home. We'll have to work a bit hard. We have to make steps, take strides. And beautiful, beautiful solution here is that have a connection with such person, with such a person who is the Malik, who is the king of these qualities and characteristics. Allah says, you make the connection, and it will be my duty to allow the condition to come into you yourself. And this is not a joke. This is Allah Ta'ala's words that are haq until the day of judgment. In the Quran, whatever Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala says, I will send such people until the day of judgment who will have all of the characteristics of goodness within them, and they will shun the bad things. And do you know who they are? That you sit and stand with them, me and you, we keep company with them, and we will get this from those people. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala has selected those people. Allahu Akbar. And who are these people? They are who? Yakhsha ibadi ulma, that the jama'ah, the congregation of the ulama. Allah Ta'ala says the scholars, the scholarly people. Innama, that definitely these are the people in min ibadihi. Allah Ta'ala says from all of my creation, all of the maqamat of goodness, and they will be interlinked in their character, and they'll be combined in their character. All of the safat and the benefits and everything that came to Rasulullah, that will be there shining as a reflection from the ulama ikram, the blessed scholars, the alims, not a small thing, the ulama haq, the true scholars have these qualities and characteristics. The all of the safat, the where will you attain khashyat from? From khashyat, from that I've explained to you all of these attributes and characteristics and qualities. Where will we get these from? So khashyat, the Quran says, that where will we get this from? From the ulama ikram, from the blessed scholars. Allah Ta'ala has announced it in the Quran. The go to the scholars, sit with them, get up with them, have friendship with the ulama haq, with the scholars, make a link with them, make a connection with them. Yes? And such a jamaat Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the scholars, we should sit with them, stand with them, meet with them. Already, mashallah, they have the safat, they have the qualities of goodness. So then you will have that quality, you will have the goodness. Allah Ta'ala has given the path. They're big jamaat, big congregation, big group of people. And that's why they are called the deputies of the Prophet. They have been given the deputization. They have inherited the wealth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what do they have? The mountain of gold? No, they have the akhlaqiyat. They have the manners. And Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them to inherit the akhlaqiyat, the manners, the conduct. Kutub al-Aqtab. Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam. Such a great Shaykh. Hazrat Gongohi rahmatullahi alayhi. 40 days he spent time with his Shaykh. 40 days. What a great alim he was. What a great scholar. And he spent 40 days with his own sheikh. And after spending 40 days, he came back. When he came back, the people were there and they saw he came back. And he didn't write a letter for some time to his sheikh. And the sheikh asked that, You haven't written to me a letter and told me your situation, how you feel. And Hazrat Gongohi Ramdali replied that, I feel so ashamed, Hazrat. What shall I write to you? What can I put down on the paper? Yes, I've got this much that I could share with you. That, what is that? And Hazrat Gongohi Ramdali said that, since I've had your sohbat, your company, then this ajiz, this humble servant, has experienced a few changes that I'd like to present to you, O Hazrat. And this is the ulama haq, the true scholars. And to sit with such people, what will you attain? Greatness. So it's written that the first thing I learned from your company, Hazrat, was that the understanding of Sharia became the understanding of purification of the heart. In other words, the laws, the rules, the principles of Allah and His Rasul, they've become such like they are curing a malady within me. Like we are thirsty and we run towards water. We are hungry, we run after the roti or the bread. So here, the Hazrat Gongohi rahmatullahi, what he has explained to us and taught us, the ahkams, the orders, the guidance of Sharia were hard to implement, but so easier than now, that just like I feel like water and I go and get the water and drink them, the same way I feel the easiness in the implementation. And the second thing Hazrat Gongohi said, rahmatullahi, that's Hazrat, the second thing I felt, the change, I mean, he was one of the greatest scholars of his time, and Hazrat Gongohi rahmatullahi said, the second change I experienced was, if somebody says bad to me or swears to me or praises to me, in my eyes both are the same, both are equal. I don't even realize. I consider myself as the worst, as the lowest rank, and I'm nothing. And I don't even think about myself, or I have no care for myself. I have no concept that I am better or I am good. I don't even know what is goodness, O Hazrat. And these are the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah that we call. And in the Quran it says time and time again, these are those awliya Allah who will have no worry, no fear. Alhamdulillah, in the akhirah, in the dunya, in the world and in the hereafter, if you sit in their company. Why do we run from them, brothers? Why do we run from them? That, yes, good and bad are in every field. In every field of the world, there's good and bad. So you have to think, is he taking money from me? Is he trying to defraud me? Is he trying to overtake me? Such shu'ur Allah has given to us. Allah has given us consciousness, awareness. So, subhanAllah, he said the third thing, Hazrat Gangohi, rahmatullahi, said, that every masala that comes by me, every problem, whatever it is, never has the question remained beyond a certain amount of time. Everything is clean from within me and what is externally there, and I see everything as the haqq, as the truth. And this is the ulama haqq, my friends, Allah Ta'ala's deputies of the Prophet ﷺ on the earth. And these five habits that have come to us this week and the previous weeks, what we learn is we should try to grab the hand of a sheikh, spend time with him, and do what he's prescribed. If you think that we are here in this world to eat and drink and to run the shop, and we worry at that time when something happens to the shop, we have worried that time when the sale reduces, or we have worried that time when the tax, too much tax is taken, or the electricity bill has gone up, at that time we think that this is fikr and worry. No, rather understand that today he's gone, tomorrow is our turn. Today he's gone, tomorrow is our turn. Brothers, when we have to depart from the world, then those few days, mataul fid dunya, for a few days we are in this world. What are those few days? What are those few days? Define what Allah Ta'ala calls a few days. Then we could just count it very easily. So subhanAllah, that we should be prepared for when the time ends, when the life expires. We shouldn't have one spin. We should today make solid niyyah and intention. It's not hard. It's not hard. What a beautiful thing. Ajizi, simplicity. Person has the ability to, and he makes himself so good with akhlaq that he feeds people food and roti and bread, and he distributes to those who are needy and spends the money from his own pocket. What a great action. Is there anything wrong with this? And the akhlaq becomes good and your heart feels soft and tender. And in taking revenge, you will see. And in forgiving, the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Experience this, that you make a plan one day to seek revenge on someone and you won't sleep day and night. But if you fast food and think, oh, forget it, what's happened has happened, mashallah, he's my brother, doesn't matter what's happened, end of story, what's left in it, in the Quran, okay, I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you shake hands, and the difference is between the heavens and earth. Your life will become easy and his life will become easy as well, alhamdulillah, nice life. So to have humility, simplicity, humbleness, to forgive. And then we are so far from our Rabb. We are so far from our Rabb that we don't even ask from our Rabb. We don't even know how to cry in front of our Lord. One individual, if we sit in front of somebody else, you know, you go to apply for a job, you go to the interview, there are bad situations at home. I'll give you an example about our countries. There are very severe situations at home. There are debts, mother's ill, father's ill. Okay, now I go for a job, an application, and I sign, and see the hal at that time, that person will cry with tears, please for the sake of Allah, give me the job. Please for the sake of Allah, give me a job. I'm going through such a bad patch. And does that person cry? Doesn't that person shriek and scream? Doesn't he shake and tremble? I tell you, brothers, that much even less than this, if we let one drop flow and ask from Allah, you think Allah will not give to us? So this is the message that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. The child cries and asks from the father, and we are so close with our Creator. With who? With who? Who's the Rabb? Think for a moment. So all of this, when do we get this? When can we attain this? When we make strides, make effort, and have a connection with the Wali of Allah and sit in his company, then inshallah Allah will put all of this into our treasure chest. Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.